Good morning and welcome back to Excerpts from the Ebb Archives, the podcast that's not about ABBA, it's about us. My name is A. Caribbean, with me as always is
B. Peterson. We're in a Dairy Queen, a DQ Grill and Chill parking lot between Cannon Beach and Portland. We're joined by River, as you can hear.
Who's hanging out in her crate and is licking it.
Yeah, he's currently biting and licking the grate.
While occasionally making eye contact.
You've been fine up until now. I think she wants our food.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. We're moving in a couple weeks. And that's been most of our week. Yeah. This past week has been packing.
Packed up the box.
Yeah, packed up the box. The home theater system. Packed up all the Blu-rays and books, pretty much. The games. Packed up the electronics. Sorted our clothes into what we want to bring to Spokane and what we want to pack or use as packing material. Next up will be dishes and laundry room, it sounds like. So, yeah, it's coming along. Only saw one movie. Well, we saw a couple of my childhood Scholastic book shorts that I came across on Canopy.
Which are fun.
Yeah, very... The definition of nostalgic for me. How'd you find them?
Yeah, I liked them. Like, some of them were new for me, but, like, some of them I'd read the book. Like, I didn't really watch the, like, the Scholastic videos, but I read the books. And the one that I remembered most where I was kind of like, whoa, haven't, like, had that memory in a while was it Dr. DeSoto?
Oh, yeah, the mouse dentist.
Yeah, and, like, that one, like, was a very tactile memory. Like, I remember, like, I don't know, like, the world of, like, the... all these different sized animals.
Sure.
Doing dentist stuff together.
Yeah.
Which I guess fascinated me as a kid. And I remember like the big stairs next to the little stairs, you know, going up to the office.
Yeah.
And so that one was kind of like I didn't remember that book. And then suddenly I was like, this is familiar.
Yeah. The message of Dr. DeSoto in particular feels a little weird. Like it's very us versus them kind of mentality.
Like
it's like the opposite of Zootopia.
Yeah, and like they make an assumption
it's the
about
same
a person
world,
are right.
Yeah, it's the same world of Zootopia, just with the opposite message.
I like the message that like they still want to help the person and also preserve themselves.
But they glue his mouth shut. That's a lawsuit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The fox would win.
I guess in a world where they expect the other animals to eat them, like, maybe that's not the biggest concern, but it is a weird one.
The lesson does not really translate to real world well at all.
Yeah.
Without making some very large and potentially quite gross assumptions.
Yeah.
So, anyway... But then there's, like, Officer Buckle and Gloria, which is narrated by John Lithgow. And now I know where I recognize I've always recognized John Lithgow from. It's like, do not stand on a swivel chair. In the night kitchen. Like, so all of these...
A bizarre story.
Yeah. yes. A lot of child nudity in that one. And I had these were all on DVDs, like Scholastic Video would put out these DVDs of like, here's a bunch of Mari Sendak, here's a bunch of ones to do with dogs, here's ones doing good going to bed, so Goodnight Gorilla, and stuff like that. So I only had a certain set of them you know, but there's over 100. There's a bunch of them. And so I was also perusing around. I was like, and I found some other books that I had as kids that were also made into shorts, but I had never seen the shorts. So like Roberto the Insect Architect, which is a very formative book for me about like being fascinated with architecture and design. And so I watched the short, and it was very unnerving to see like them moving and have voices. And I was like, no. You should be still on the frame. Anyway, so, yeah, so it's a curious experience. Anyway, other than those, we only watched the one movie, which was, we watched, the Grand Budapest Hotel with your grandfather. Or rather, we watched half of the Grand Budapest Hotel with your grandfather, and then we watched half of the Grand Budapest Hotel while your grandfather slept next to us.
Yeah, and he hadn't slept well, so good that he caught up. But yeah, he was out.
He was out until the credits rolled.
I do think that's a movie that he either enjoyed some of or will like.
Well, he was enjoying it up until then. Chuckling at, you know, the lewd gags and stuff. And yeah, we left him the Criterion edition of the Grand Budapest. So it's got lots of supplemental material, including physical supplemental material, as well as the Blu-ray for the French Dispatch. So, yeah. Anyway. And then we played a couple more games of Dune. I won with the Bene Gesserit prediction again.
Yeah,
the Talaxu are fun.
Is never one that I'm mad about. I think that losing to the Bene Gesserit prediction, because like if you can make that work, like fair.
It just worked out. It just worked out. And it's like you finally had it, because I knew that you're not the turn one winner. Like you're not going to go for the win on turn one. I might just to see what happens, but yeah, you took I. Yeah, I predicted you'd win on turn five, and then turn four rolls around, and I make a critical blunder, and I lose a big battle, and I'm like, all right, you're going to make your move, and you did, and you won, and I was like, yep, you won, except you didn't,
no,
because you won when I predicted you would.
Yeah. I made it so.
Yes.
I was planning it all along.
Yeah, no, I did all of that on purpose. I lost that battle on purpose, totally. Yeah. And we're reading more God Emperor of Dune and listening to more of the second half of books 2 and 3 of Dune as we drive along.
Which I am quite enjoying.
Yeah. You're noticing, I'm sure, distinctions between the film adaptations and and the book.
Yeah, so far primarily just like order.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, River. Got some saltwater taffy in Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Our first time out to the coast together.
The Oregon coast.
The Oregon coast.
We've been to the California coast and the Washington coast. And Hawaii and both sides
and the English
of France.
Yeah, the English Channel and the Mediterranean Sea. But not the Oregon coast. You know, the one that's right next to where we live.
Yeah, and we've been to the California coast twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in L.A. And Humboldt County.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And kind of, well, and the San Francisco Bay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but we finally was like, let's just take the trip. This is when it will work out to do it, so let's do it. And we did it. We got some saltwater taffy. You got a candied apple.
Which I've never had, and I'm really excited for.
Yeah, and now Dairy Queen.
Yeah, and we got some good Thai food.
Yeah, we asked he's like, hey, there's good food that the locals eat at. And so, Thai food at the end of the block. So, you're the only two folks in there. It was very good. Good fried rice. Very good fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. All right. Is there anything else to talk about?
Well, I'm really enjoying this Dairy Queen toast.
Yeah. Me. Yeah.
Nice and buttery.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very green out here, and it's snowy. Mm. Well, it has been snowy on the road.
A little bumpy?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a bump, like, and there's, like, a sign that just says bump, and we'd, like, seen it coming up.
Yeah, and we'd gone, you know, past the other way, and it was, you know, a little bump, but it wasn't much.
Like, it was on the top of, like, a little incline.
Yeah. But yeah, we'd gone over it the other way, and it had been fine. And it looks like there's been, like, a landslide or something to disrupt the pavement. Hmm. Anyway, so we come up to it on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't slow down.
Mm-hmm.
We may have been airborne.
We were definitely airborne.
Yeah. Like, ba-doom! Ka-doom-ka-doom! Like, yeah. And the car seems to have held up fine.
Yeah.
If the drive shaft seat replaced, then we're getting them replaced anyway on Saturday, so.
We were coming up and I was like, is she going to slow down? Oh, I guess she just totally isn't.
just went right over. Ba-doom! Ba-doom-ka-doom. Ba-doom. Yeah, I don't know. It didn't say slow down, it just said bump. So I was like, okay, no, there's a bump. It was just a really big bump. Anyway. Not my best moment. Not my best driving moment. But, I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about?
We didn't really do much media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to send out our wedding invitation soon. Mm. That'll be in the next 2 weeks. Mm. I think we have our list. We've reserved the wedding venue. Mm. So.
Which is a relief. Yeah. Don't have to worry about that.
Yep. It's all coming together.
Yeah. It's exciting. Mm.